It's amazing all the information you can get on the internet. For example, you've probably heard about the recent interim report by the chief American weapons inspector in Iraq, David Kay. The complete text of Kay's unclassified statement to Congress about what he has found so far, all 6,000 words of it, is posted on various news websites. You may have digested it already, but for those who haven't, we turn for analysis to Slate's contributor, Fred Kaplan, who writes the War Stories column. Hi.
Hello.
Fred, President Bush has said Kay's report proves Saddam Hussein was a danger to the world and he needed to be removed. But critics, Democrats, look at the lack of a literal or even figurative smoking gun in the report and draw the opposite conclusion. Now, you've read all 6,000 words of this report. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a very cleverly written report that's designed to allow President Bush to make such a statement, but it's not really backed up. The situation that David Kay is in, he's working for the administration. The administration has said there were weapons of mass destruction. He also has an institutional imperative. He wants $600 million so that he continue to look for these things. So he has to show that there's a big promise that he can find stuff in the future. At the same time, he can't lie. He has to admit that we found nothing except for one vial of a biological agent that could have some weapons application in a scientist's freezer. But if you read it, there are all these suggestions that there's more, but they don't add up. Can I give you some examples?
Please.
My favorite is he's talking about some small and relatively unsophisticated research initiatives on nuclear stuff. Then it says, these initiatives did not in and of themselves constitute a resumption of the nuclear weapons program, but could have been useful in developing a weapons-relevant science base for the long term. Well, you know, Madeline, if you went out and bought a nuclear physics textbook, I could honestly say that this could be useful in developing a weapons-relevant science base for the long term. So there are all these, there's the tone of alarm, but there's the substance of nothing.
But what about intent? The report does seem to paint a picture of a regime poised to build weapons of mass destruction at the earliest possible opportunity. Isn't that the bottom line?
Well, it does show that Saddam Hussein wanted to do this again at some point. There's a very interesting passage, though, which says, if I can turn to that page, it says, these officials assert that Saddam would have resumed nuclear weapons at some future point. Some indicated a resumption after Iraq was free of sanctions. David Kay does not make this point explicitly, but one thing that is implicit throughout this report, and I was surprised by this myself, is that the sanctions and the inspections were working. Yes, at some point Saddam Hussein did want to resume, but he couldn't because he was under too close a watch. Other countries, including North Korea, which was even contracted to sell him missiles, decided not to because the United States and other countries were watching Iraq too closely. The system in place seemed to have worked.
Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate. Thanks, Fred, for going through those 6,000 words for us.
Thank you.